Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is our once a week healing program where we go to the light shift. So this is Saturday night live on the light shift tonight. We go in there in about 5 minutes. So if you're listening to an archive, you cannot go. You have to be live on the program to have that connection made to you. And you will have peace energy, so it'll still feel very nice. We're going to first do a mind-to-heart drop. Here we go. Going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring you into your heart center. And you have to command your spirit to do so. So you're not using mind energy to have your mind bring you into the mind of the heart. Remember, that's a different energy. So you want to always go into the energy where your spirit is. That source energy versus the light of the darkness energy of the mind. Because they replicate everything and duplicate it. So you could think that you're in your heart just by going down, saying that you're in your heart. But if you don't command your spirit to do so, you are probably in the heart of the darkness. So just information for everybody. Here we go. Dropping down, your spirit is now commanded to do so. It'll take your awakening thoughts that you have and drop them right into your heart center. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Should not be able to have a negative or positive thought now. You just should be in peace. We're going to go to the light ship now, everybody. And I'll count to five. You're going to feel the light ship connecting your special energy around you as you get transported to the light ship. And you're being beamed up and down, back and forth, many, many times a millisecond. Here we go. Going up. One. And you can bring your pets and animals with two. Two, three, four, and five. We're there now. Our first healing room that we're going into is the room that has the gold energy. There's different types of rooms on the light ship, so you must request your healing because the light always sees you perfect. It does not judge a condition that you think you have, and it always sees you being perfect. So you need to request what you want to have happen to you. Here we go. So here comes the gold energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Going into another location. We're going into the room that has the amethyst crystal geode. And this is a very nice room. A lot of conscious beings. Each crystal is conscious. So again, request healing. Going into this room. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into a room that has the dinosaur energies. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I like going into the room that has the koala bears. That's very nice. Remember, they're doing healings on us, too. These are all energies that are related to the earth here. So this is what we normally bring forth. So here comes the koala bears. There's three of them to do healings with you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And we'll go into the room with the giant, very, very large, tall trees. And the beautiful flower room. Here we go. Two different rooms. Request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's check out the silver pool of water. Here we go. So again, you need to just request your healing. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to go into the centrifuge room. This is where we can go in there to release negative habit patterns. We bring in the lack energy for everybody. The lack energy knows how to release everything that's not of light. So if you have any stress, anger, fear, anything like that, you may start to feel your body at first getting kind of heavy. And then after maybe a half a minute or so, it'll start to lighten up. So here we go. And you may want to concentrate, like I said, on maybe lack in your life, maybe fear, anxieties. Here we go. So we're in this room. The room is spinning stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll do a sample here of the new room for healing. This we do on the special 8-hour Sunday calls. It's a brand new room in quarantine. Remember, we do not go into quarantine normally on all of these calls, only on the Sunday calls. But we'll give you a little sample of this room here. And this is where you go to, where the light beings look for parts of light that are missing inside of you, and or they look for aliens that have inhabited your body. So, and what they have done to you and how that's affecting you as far as waste products, poisons, etc. So we're going to go to that room now. And this room is one of the newer version rooms where they actually go deeper into your cellular memory, where you actually have clone body parts put into you. And we'll concentrate first on the octopus energies. So here we go. And they actually replicate inside of you as some kind of body, maybe cells in your body or body system or parts. So here we go. If you have an owie in your body and you want this to work in that one location, request it now. Maybe you have a condition of some sorts, and they could be there having this energy with you. Remember, they are brought to you when people do dark side practitioner work, which is much like when somebody does a prayer circle for you or churches pray for you, things like this, to bring in the darkness energies. And that opens the door for the aliens to cause you problems, because you're telling them to go to this person because the person is not feeling well. That's what they want to hear. They live on trauma and emotions. Here we go. Going into this room. It's starting to work right now. So you may feel your body oscillate. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you could feel maybe a little bit upset or nauseated sometimes as your body is being oscillated very, very quickly. And they're able to locate these alien life forms that are living inside of you much easier right now. These are the ones that are very difficult to locate. So again, let's do some Black Widow energies. And if you don't know a location that has a problem in your body, then the life beings will just start to look for parts of you that are not here. And they'll be able to see the parts of you that are a imitation part. Maybe you had somebody pray for a blister on your hand or something, or a hurt finger, and the aliens fixed you in the name of God, we'll say, through the prayers that was done, and now you have a clone body part. And so you gave your thanks, and this is what happened. So here we go. Think of an owlier situation again. These are the Black Widow energies that are hiding in you. They're very covert, we'll say, stealth. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll get rid of the poison now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and waste products. This is the Black Widow energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the dead carcasses now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we do this process for 8 hours on the Sunday calls, which will be a week from tomorrow. So our 8-hour healing marathon, which is 28 hours of healing, will start a week from today at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It'll be a 4-hour conference call. And then Sunday, we start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for 8 hours. Okay, we'll go into another room. We'll go into a room where they start to do left and right brain balancing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one final room here. We'll go into the room that has the dolphin energies. There's 3 dolphins. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so now come back from the light ship. Like I said before, all of your healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And you're on the light ship right now, just the way you look physically down here. You're being beamed up many, many times per millisecond. And right now, here we go. We're going to be coming back. We're giving thanks. Coming back down. I'll count to 5 to bring you back here. To disconnect the link from the light ship to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this wonderful healing process. I hope you can get on the 8-hour calls that we have to get rid of these alien life forms that live inside of you. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am out here. Yeah, Ron, thank you for having me on, and thank you for everyone for being on there. I'm just reading some of what some people are saying about that incredible little journey we just went on. Emmy said in the beginning there on the fast chat, finally a show that gets to the heart of the matter. And I saw here Stephanie said, I am smiling. Trent was feeling weird, gravity waves. Amy said, oh my, this is big. So nice dolphin, says Tina. Yeah, lots of great comments. Thank you all for sharing. And you do, you can also call in today. We're on station 1. I was just starting to post that, but I will on the fast chat. One of the numbers is the third line here, which is 530-413-4510. We have a few other lines, and I will paste them there on the fast chat. You can also submit some of your questions on there. So let's say somebody just came on this call, Ron, and just kind of stayed on. Maybe they don't know much about what you're actually doing. So what was this? What is? What was that we just had a small sample experience of? And what are you here to do?
Well, we're here to help people with ascension. So the light ship comes once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time. Brings the energy here to help people for the ascension process. which is to clean out the energies of negativity out of your body. This is what the whole thing is basically about. And it's a judgment stored inside of your cellular memory. Remember, you're living the thoughts and all the past lives of your ancestors, belief systems. They're all stored inside of you, and you have to get rid of those in order to have your physical body do the ascension, because your spirit needs to come into your body to do that. And that's what this is all about. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you're interested in what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, naturally you could not figure it out because you didn't live then. If you did live then and you're here now, it means that you didn't believe what he was saying, or you got taken sideways by the darkness. So that gets even more disconcerting, that you got stolen by the dark energy at ascension time. So the fact that you're still here means that you missed that point 2,000 years ago to leave. And this is your chance again. This is the same process that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, and just a little more complicated this time around because we have all of our ancestors' beliefs with us. But aside from that, we're here, and enjoy the healings that we do here. We have a lot of free healings on the BBS program, but you need to go really deep inside of yourself to get rid of the problems that you're carrying from your parents and grandparents going back through all of your ancestry for thousands and thousands of years. And the most important clearing to have to get you a better life right now, in a sense, is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. If you want to leave here at ascension time and not being taken sideways by the darkness as they put you into a cloned body, or just take the body and spirit also. Remember, they can take your spirit without your body, or take your body or both into a parallel lifetime, which is on the timelines of the darkness. And they create time. This is why we live in a time-based reality versus out of time in your heart, because they brought this system down here for us to experience. And that's the whole process that we deal with here, is getting rid of those energies. So you can do a barcode on your spirit to get it taken off so that the light ship will find you. And that's the whole thing that is very necessary for most people if they wish to not to be brought back into another a planet like this one in the darkness, we'll say, because this planet will no longer exist as of right now in the moment, because this Earth spirit is not choosing to come back here again. So if you do get taken sideways to a parallel life, they will create a parallel life clone planet for you. Look like this one, just like it is right now. There are people living right now parallel lives, just like you're doing now, exact same situation. And you could also be doing it yourself on a parallel life, listening to this program in the light of the darkness. So when they do take you, if that happens at ascension time, and you choose to come back here, you won't be able to, and the darkness cannot bring you back to the planet of light here, which is the Earth, because it will no longer exist unless the Earth spirit chooses to come back to this planet and rematerialize its blueprint. So at ascension time, everything that was created by the light is turned off. All the blueprints are deactivated. Nothing exists in light. And the darkness then is basically forced to leave the light because it can't attach to anything. And then when it gets turned back on again, then the darkness has to find its way to creep in. So if for some reason they brought back religions, that would be the ideal way for them to come in here. And, you know, spiritual practices, shamanism, anything like that, that people pick up, where they use darkness energies, mind energies, which is the same thing, to create an end result using the law of the darkness of cause and effect. And that's karma. This is why you're here, because most people chose to experience the darkness not knowing that the light doesn't judge and the darkness does. So as you go through life judging, you're using dark energies and also doing psychic attacks on people. This program is all about your self-empowerment to become self-realized as a spirit of light, and you have to find that. When you're first born, it's all in you. That's why baby is so full of light, very vibrant, emitting light from the body. And as it starts to grow up, it starts getting into the time energy and judgment, and then that starts off the whole process of entering into darkness. And like you know how babies are, after a while they don't look the same any longer. After maybe the age of 2 to 3, they start to develop more of the traits and genetic predispositions of life. And that's the darkness energy is creeping in. And then as you get older, then you try to always find your way back to where you came from, trying to find the light. But the darkness teachings are so ingrained here through many, many thousands of years that it's very hard to find the truth. This is why the light only comes once every 2,000 years, because it's here to teach the proper teachings to get out of here and to be able to help you. And it can't come all the time, because if it would, then it would be interfering with your free choice, free will. So it does come to save you, to save yourself from the darkness. It has to find itself, because most people choose darkness, and the light does not judge that, but it does have to start to find the parts and pieces of its own self in order to become whole again. So that's what this program is about, is self-empowerment. I have many clearings on the website that work instantaneously for you. And it's up to you to understand and to grow into the spirit that you are, because most people have denounced their own spirit by taking on darkness energies of mind throughout life. And it's very hard to change people's belief systems, because by doing so, by telling somebody about what we're doing here, they may not understand it, because the implants from the aliens, the darkness energies, the time-coded energies in your DNA, which go off at a certain time in your life, or when you start to hear more truth, then kind of makes your ears shut down, can put in to someone or yourself a program to where all of a sudden you start running a lot of mind energy and you don't listen to what the person is saying. They blank out. And many things like this happen. So these are all programmed by the darkness. And unfortunately, that's what happens. So back to you, Annika.
So just but while you're still talking about that, I just saw Tony and a few others were also talking about it. So the mind follows programs instead of the spirit, it sounds like. Just wanted to see, is that what it is?
Yeah, the mind is on its own mind loop program. And everybody has their own program installed in them. So just think of a computer. So you buy a computer, it has everything in there, the software, you know, the hard drive, everything is running, and everything is programs. And so the programs are put in place by your natal chart. This is why everybody's life is different. And sometimes it's very hard to break away from that natal chart. But as you start looking at it on the website, we have a way to get out of that. But aside from that, the natal chart is running your life. And that's the planets controlling you, which we'll just say is aliens. So you have alien life forms known as planets, just to make it very simple, controlling you and allowing that energy of the darkness to bring forth the negativity that's connected to you through your natal chart. Remember, you are living the life according to the way the aliens want you to live. And that's very disconcerting, because that means that if you don't have free will, people think they have it, but you really don't, because the mind-controlling programs go off, making you think and believe that you have free will. So you need to really understand what's happening and to know that your free choice, free will has been taken away from you a long time ago by the aliens, and they're also in the same boat that you are. Remember, as above, so below. So if you happen to have a problem somewhere, so do they, because they're transmitting the energies to you, and they also have the same situation that you're dealing with. But they're probably a little more conscious of it, I would suspect, because they have higher technologies. But still, something is controlling them, and the bottom line is that everything in darkness, everything with mind energy, the connection to mind energy is of darkness, and that darkness is not hard energy. So the difference is hard energy is non-judgment, being in the present moment, and mind energy is being in time, and we all know what time is about, because time rules everybody. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you obviously clear off a lot when you do the clearings that you're doing. We get some samples here on the radio show. Ron is on 4 times a week on BBS Radio. We go to the light ship on the Saturday one, and of course there's 3 times during the week that you have conference calls, Ron, at 5:30 on, that is specific time, that is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and also the Ascension preparation call that you mentioned briefly, and also the Sunday calls that you tend to do 3 times a month. And, of course, it's the website www.creationlightship.com that has not just all kinds of clearing, but also a few free clearings and lots of samples, videos, and all kinds of things, a lot of information. And Bonnie was asking, because now you talk about there's a lot of amazing, amazing things that we might not have heard before. If you're new to all this, some of that is ET parasites that you've removed. And mentioning that, for instance, Stephanie was asking, and I think Martha was also saying she noticed that too, that when things are being removed from the body, it's also as if the body is saying, no, no, that's part of me. So maybe that's gotten so ingrained in us, it's almost like it can cause an agitation when it's actually, you know, taken off you or whatever. That sort of feeling, Ron.
Yeah, because we're used to living in darkness, and when something leaves us and we're used to having a problem with something, not feeling free, or balanced, then, you know, you're used to having life a certain way. When people have their whole lifetime emotional clearing, it, for some people, it could be different in the fact that they don't know what to do with themselves, because all of a sudden they're self-empowered to change their life. And some people like running on programs. So once you get rid of the emotional stuff that drives you, and then you're at free choice now to choose what to have happen to you. And some people don't understand that, or they kind of have a difficult time to become self-empowered. So, yeah, that can happen. We'll do a clearing here. I'll do a sample here for just to show you how deeply ingrained this stuff is. Let's do a clearing. We'll take the age of 13 for everybody, and we'll do age of 13, and we'll do one of the days in January here. So it depends. Whenever you're 13, then we'll take the January, and we'll just take January. We'll just do the 20th, January 20th. Okay. Here we go, and you're gonna feel some energies leave you on that date that caused you a problem emotionally. Now, naturally, you know, if you're thinking back and maybe you're 60, you know, you're not going to know what actually happened probably in that day. But we'll see if you can feel the energies leave you. So here we go. And also, you know, look at yourself in a mirror and just look at your eyes. And also check out your facial expression. Maybe you may feel different afterwards or look different. Here we go. Taking away some of the emotional trauma that you experienced at the age of 13 on January 20th. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's getting rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Wow. That's amazing, Ron. I never thought I would feel that, but yeah, that's very interesting. There are also so many people talking about how the mind works, and I think it's just brilliant comments on the fast chat. Thank you all for sharing. Tim says, the mind never tells you the real you that it's missing. And I saw Tony here. No wonder universal conscious mind thinks the aliens are us. It's just very interesting. And Alan says, maybe the mind energy is feeling that way about losing its control. It's just interesting how many ways you can actually think about all this, and it's very possible. Obviously, maybe you have some comments on that, Ron. I don't know. But there are other questions if you want me to move on.
Yeah, let's get maybe even if we have a caller calling, that'd be fine. So we can get a question or two here.
Okay. So I did, well, I should probably get back to this because Bonnie asked before, how in the world does ET parasites replicate us? Maybe you can talk a little bit about what does ET parasites do?
Well, they can replicate your body. They can replicate everything inside of you. They can duplicate you as a clone. They can come into body organs. The aliens can actually give you a brand new heart from the darkness. So everything that's possible can be done by the aliens, okay? Remember, they have technology to do many, many, many things. So you have to realize that you're controlled here completely, and you are running yourself, yourself's running on a program as long as you're in time. And right now you're out of time because you're on this program. And you may be in time a little bit in order to think or ask a question, but basically you're in time. What I'll do is take you out of time in case you happen to pop back into the other location here of the land of the darkness. So here we go. We're going to take you to zero point, which is in the now, on the time-based reality, okay? That's when time stops, when you're in time. There's two different realities of in the now. There's where I'm living in, which is not in time, and there's where you're living in on the time-based reality. I don't live in time here. I did not come in through the alien channels of soul families and barcodes and things like that. I came in from the light ship directly, and that's the difference what I have in order to give you information. Otherwise, I'd just be regurgitating everybody else's stuff and, you know, using the mind energy to give me the information to feed to you people. I don't do that. So here we go. I'm going to take you and put you into zero point on the timeline. That's, you know, just draw a sine wave or an S sideways up and down squiggles here. Put a line to the center of it, and notice where that line passes. The line goes from left to right to the center of these up and down like little waves. And each time it hits that straight line going from left to right, that zero point, that's where there's no time. And nothing manifests in no time. And this is the way the dark side works. This is where they abduct you at zero point, okay? And you're here above and below on that sine wave, and it goes continuously, okay? Well, in light, you have something very similar to this here, but it goes at a much, much higher rate of frequency. And so the darkness uses a much lower frequency to control time, where the light has its own frequency. And I'm using the wrong words because I'm trying to describe it to you with the words that we have here that's used by time, which is, you know, the sine wave and stuff. But that's the only way I can do that to you, to have you understand. So there's two different frequencies. The light frequency is one, the darkness is another. And the light is much faster than the darkness sine wave, higher frequency. So here we go. We're going to put you into zero point on the alien timeline, which everybody on this planet is connected to, because everybody lives with time. Here we go. And, you know, you have an age of your body that's calculated by time. Here we go. One, taking you into zero point on the timeline. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And to make sure that you're there, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so kind of see how you feel now. And we'll see if we get any comments on the fast chat. Then in about 2 minutes, I will put you into true zero point where I live. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so so the free be here now was not the zero point, P is asking. Just maybe explain a little bit.
Yeah, you are in the 3D zero point right now.
Okay.
So you are there at which the New Agers talk about being in the now. They don't know about source now. They just know about being in the now, which is what you think or where what they tell you about where you're out of time or where time has stopped for you. Okay. So this is zero point. You're at zero point right now on the time-based reality. And this same point in time is how they abduct you, because they abduct you when you're not here. And then they control you and bring you back again as that sine wave starts up, starts to relocate either up or down on that particular sine wave, okay, so, on the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in time, when the time is stopped, this is where you normally get your abduction points. And this is where they take you, because you're not here. You're being turned off. We just don't know that. So, any comments there, Annika? How people
Jeff
are feeling?
Jeff has an interesting comment here. Feel so quiet inside, I'm not even sure what to say. And Cheryl says, feel more free to experience true peace. She says that felt similar to torture timeline freeing release as well. Very interesting. It really is much more neutral about everything. Thank you, Ron, says Cheryl.
Okay, so now what I'll do is bring you where I live, which is in no time whatsoever, and you're going to be now connected to source energy, true source energy where there's no time. So everybody ready? Here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you're in true source energy, where time doesn't even exist. The light does not know anything about time, as they never created time. So back to you, Annika. We'll see if we get any comments on the fast chat.
That is really peaceful. Very nice. Very, very nice. Jeff says here, is this the place nothing happens? I think that kind of just feels like that sort of place. Very, so very peaceful, Ron.
Yeah, this is where you don't have any thoughts, because there's no thoughts. Remember, there's no thoughts in light. There's only thoughts in the land of darkness, because the thoughts themselves are created by your natal chart of how they want to control you. So thoughts are strictly a way to control. In true light, there's no such thing as thoughts. So once you catch on to that, then you realize that maybe you were taught the wrong things in your lifetime here, and your parents gave you the wrong teachings, and so did the churches. And you start realizing that you have to all of a sudden change your whole belief system only because you were lied to. So,
So if Everett, so if Everett noticed, like he's saying here, that he kind of felt like he was moving a little bit backwards and turn to the right, is that maybe a sign that he was a little bit forward?
It's possible, yeah. What we'll do is we'll put you in your body properly, everybody. So what I'll do is just command the energy for your spirit to do the work. This is how the healings work. And we're going to reestablish your spirit in your body. Remember, if you come into the body crooked or sideways or something, it's only because that's what happens. It's not that you're supposed to be that way. Your spirit does not know the difference because it's just coming in to satisfy being in the body. Here we go. So one, count to ten to command the energy to move you in your body properly. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, now you should feel much better. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so lots of great comments again. Thank you. Jeff says, very charged up. And Pete says, can I stay? Question mark. What if we could stay here? That's definitely the place to be, I would say, one of them anyway.
You can't stay there as you have more clearings done. Remember, your body is running programs. So as you start shutting down the programs, which is judgment, then you start to come more into peace. And the more that you're in peace, the more your spirit is with you, and you're able to hold the frequency of non-judgment and to stay more into the light as you unite with spirit energy. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I think I heard a beep, actually. Do we have someone on the line? Hello?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi there. How are you?
So I just wanted to ask Ron a question that the aliens, they don't understand English, do they, because they're from a foreign planet where they speak another native tongue. So if they come here, this is why they don't understand our words and our thoughts. So wouldn't they have to work through the emotional body, the mental body, and just sort of use impressions with us to control us because they don't know our English?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, they can use mental telepathy, though. So they can do that, in a sense, through just controlling the mind energy. And they could work through those bodies also.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I had. Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Thank you. I saw something along that line, Ron, actually. I saw somebody ask, what do they look like? I mean, if we are thinking we could possibly see somebody here that is an alien, what would they look like possibly?
Well, all aliens are different. Aliens could look just like humans could because our bodies here are from aliens. So it gets to be kind of interesting to note that aliens could look like anybody, okay, along with looking alien. So we don't necessarily, we'll say, know what aliens look like because, you know, the races here, you have the Chinese, the Japanese, you know, the English, the French, the Germans, the Native Americans, the Indians. You know, we have all these different races of people. The Aborigines, these are all aliens, okay? And so then we have the chimpanzees, apes. These are all alien species that were brought here. And so just in itself, everybody here is an alien. Now, what makes us different is that the aliens that brought the bodies here had light in them. So the body does contain light, and the spirit of the earth here has light, so light is attracted to light, so the earth spirit can sustain life with your body. That's why I mentioned that when the earth spirit leaves here and the earth spirit resonates with the energies inside of your body, remember, your body, you know, like in the Bible, you know, it's basically, you know, you're from dust and out of the dust comes the body, you know, that's kind of true. So what happens is once the body is no longer energized by the earth spirit, then the body could not exist. So you could not come back to any other planet with your physical body and live because the earth spirit sustains life with you. And that's the whole process now, is that the earth spirit will be leaving, which is what I've talked about probably the last 4 years, why it's so important to understand that this is your last time here. Very, very crucial. This is it. Your spirit held itself back last time when Jesus was here because there was not enough people ready for ascension. So it just said, well, I'll just hang on and do another 2,000 years here on this prison planet, controlled by the aliens, we'll say. And it had compassion for the humans, hoping that they would get it this time around so that there'd be a lot more people ascending. And so you yourself know, well, how many people do you know who's ready to do the ascension? How many people have actually worked on their physical bodies to get rid of the judgments out of it? How many parents have worked on themselves to get rid of their judgment before they conceived a child? And the answer is probably not too many out there. Remember, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That should be talked about all the time in churches now since we're close to ascension. Jesus came to save the people from the genetic programming when he walked the earth. That's what he did. He's not doing it now. The light ship is here doing this process, but, before the light ship actually came here to do the ascension role, which is in 2005, there was no energy here from the light other than the people and the earth spirit on this planet, because you have light inside of you. And those teachings should have stayed and been talked about for, that 2,000-year period. So everybody here on this planet should have a cleaned-out body, because that's what Jesus came to teach. That's what should have been passed on through the different religions of Christianity, since that was formed after him, to teach his teachings. And the aliens knew about this, too. So we'll talk about the aliens now. So the aliens knew that Jesus came here to get rid of the genetic cellular memory from the people. And they knew that themselves because they should have been doing the same process. So if they're still here, that means they didn't believe Jesus or they got taken sideways by aliens controlling them. So the whole process here is mind control. That's the common denominator throughout all alien life forms that are here interfering with you. The ones that are in the light are not going to be here. They don't know about darkness. No way would they even want to come into darkness, because that's not an experience that they choose to have. You didn't choose to have a darkness experience the first time you came here. But all of a sudden, you're now stuck into this. So you have to get yourself out of it. And the way to get your body out of here is to have clearings done so that you're able to have a much better life in the hereafter if you choose to take your body with you. If not, by all means, get your spirit out of here and do the spirit barcode to get that off of you so that they cannot track you any longer when ascension time comes. So all these shows that I've been doing, it's all to me the same stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not too bored, but because I live in the moment. See, I don't look at all the past shows of what I had to talk to you about. I have no real memory of what they're about. I only hang on to probably about a 15-minute memory of what happens. It's still recorded, but I don't go back into the past. You know, the old saying is, don't go into yesterday's garbage to make today's meal. Well, I don't do that. And so I'm in the moment. My mind is always completely turned off because I don't even mind energy. And, in fact, I'll turn your minds off in case you happen to be bounce back into the alien time-based reality. So we're going to just shut down the mind for the end of the program. In fact, I'll do it for an hour for everybody. I can hold the energy for 1 hour. So you should be very, very peaceful. You should be able to go to sleep. No worries. Just close your eyes, and you should be, like, out. Here we go. So one, two, this is peace energy. That's all that you have out there is peace. That source energy, as far as the definition of what it is strictly peace. Not love. Love is an emotion. Then you have duality. It's peace. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. Now that is disconnected from you. The mind energy is not active. You should have no thoughts whatsoever. And if you do have a thought, it'll come from your heart center. But there won't be any judgment there, so it's very hard to do anything when you're in your heart, because you do have to step out into darkness to be able to, we'll say, survive here. So you do have to come into some of the darkness in order to have a life here, because you're living in that system. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so yeah, the teachings are inside of us, not outside of us, like Lynn is saying here. We're coming up towards the end here, but I wanted to see here, maybe we could take this question that was on a little earlier by Pete from Australia. Is it possible at the start of a life, the spirit is more injured than the body? Is it possible the state of the spirit injures the body?
Oh, okay, yeah. The body always has genetics in it and programming, you know, from the darkness through your natal chart. So that's from the get-go. So the spirit, the spirits are wounded here because they've had so many lifetimes of not being in the light to get out of judgment. But the darkness takes away as much as that darkness that was imprinted onto the spirit in the last lifetime. And it has to do that because it needs the energy of the spirit as much as possible, much light as possible in that spirit, so they can live off the body and the spirit when it reincarnates. So yes, sometimes people are brought in here too soon. Instead of having a lot of the programming, which is what you go through, some people talk about that as, you know, you have to experience everything that you have done to someone else, et cetera, you know, on your life review, you know, in the light of the darkness on the other side, which is kind of true because they have to deprogram you. So following that other system, you know, that you get deprogrammed and have to live and experience the pain and the hurt and everything else, well, with that system, then you would pick a body that would have the genetics in it to have all these imperfections so that you could actually be tortured like you tortured somebody else from the past. So that's your karma. And that could definitely happen. But in true light, it doesn't exist. But yeah, the spirit could come in not being cleaned off enough. And it could come in with birth defects to the body. It could come in traumatized. It just depends if it wasn't cleaned off enough by the light of the darkness, so that it could resonate, you know, more light into the body. So, yes, that could be a problem. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so maybe we can explain a little bit about mind energy and the difference between actually, you know, obviously we need to think, and that's all great, the difference being when it's judgment and when it's actually discerning thought. Do you want to go into that a little bit? We have a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. What you'd want to do is drop into your heart, like we did earlier. You know, do the mind-to-heart drop. That's what I call it. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. Command your spirit to bring you there, and you're there. So if you were in a meditation class, they would try to get you there some way if they possibly could, but this way is so much quicker, so much faster, and you don't leave your body to do so because you're connected right to yourself. So discernment is when you go and you figure out what's happening without you just observing life. You're not experiencing it. So when you get stuck into a situation where your buttons get pushed, then you're actually going into the emotional roller coaster ride, and then you're in the light of the darkness, and depending on how much you haven't healed yourself will depend upon how much of that roller coaster ride you're going to be experiencing. So that's kind of the way it works. So you're going to be experiencing the emotions stored inside of your body from your past, and it all depends how much work you've done on yourself. If you've done nothing, then it's going to get worse and worse all the time, and you're going to be drawing more situations to you. So that's the hard part, and people wonder why life is so hard and rough, and that's only because, you know, they've had many times to experience one particular experience, and they didn't get it. They didn't understand why they're having that experience. So we'll get worse and worse And like I say, if something happens to you, you know, from your natal chart, but like you see three events happening that are very negative, like within a week's time, maybe like a car accident or something like that, then by all means, you better wake up because that's on your doorstep. And other than that, you know, life will go on. And the darkness just wants to take energy out of you. So they're going to figure out a way to cause you pain. And unless you're in your heart, you know, you're not going to know the difference. You're going to be going on that roller coaster ride for a long time. So the discernment is just dropping into your heart, looking at something, and feeling the energy on it. Because your spirit will not allow darkness into you, because then you're in discernment than when you watch something. So hopefully that's helped you, mm-hmm. and that's the difference. So discernment is not judgment, but you can make a decision, you know, on a situation once you figure out what's going on. But you have to have the discernment first. You don't want to judge it. Judging it is going to bring you into another life experience, a life lesson, if you would. The natal chart will be activated. And like I said, according to your beliefs, your past life beliefs, maybe your belief is what's healing you, okay? So, and the beliefs normally are not a positive belief. It could be a belief that's true, but just think of how many times you got injured in past lives, maybe hurting your arm. So when you want to have a healing done, and you ask your spirit for healing, and you have all that darkness in you, your body is not going to want the spirit to heal you because it didn't work before, because you could have 1,000 times of energy in you for different events, and your spirit can't handle 1,000 times, you know, of one situation. This is why you want to clean out this stuff to get a healing. So that kind of opens up another bag of worms, but that's what happens. So remember, your belief system is what heals you. If you had no belief, you'd have a healing instantly. You know, that's probably why a lizard's tail grows back, you see. But they don't know that it's not supposed to grow back. They don't carry that much genetic history, probably. You know, they're just in survival, and they don't worry about their tail. The tail's in there to protect them. And it grows back because that's what's supposed to happen. Now, if they worried about their tail growing back, and they had to think about that, then more than likely it will not grow back, because the judgment would be in there, and they start analyzing it, trying to figure it out, and that's what we're doing here, trying to figure our way out. But the more you figure, the more you're in mind energy, then you have a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that will lead you astray, and you will start bringing stuff to you that could be negative according to that even. Just to validate why something is good or something is bad. So you want to just always be in discernment, be in neutral, and neutral is a place to be in. Hopefully that helped you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good explanation. I do see it's 10 p.m. Do we have time to just go a little bit more? Or is it time for us to say goodnight?
Oh, thank you. Okay, we'll go a little bit longer. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, gave us a go-ahead. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, just to go a little further with that, I saw a question here from Tina. And so, obviously, when we're in our heart center, we are in the now, and we kind of, most of us who has done this, or, you know, we don't have judgment and we don't have emotions there. And so, obviously, that is where the light beings are. But how can they have different personalities, then, if they lack emotions and judgment, Tina is asking.
Okay, very good question. That all is coming forth according to you and what you think of the light beings. Remember, the light beings are all going to be basically the same energy. And I shouldn't say basically, they are the same energy, they just pick a different body. So if I brought in a dolphin right now, and then I brought in an elephant, your particular judgment of how you perceive this energy to be is going to be brought in with you as you're thinking about what that particular energy is, okay? But the light beings are all the same because they're on the light shift and they have not left to go into their own incarnations yet. So they have picked a life form, a blueprint of a life form, and I normally bring forth the blueprints of the light beings that are physical here, okay? And so naturally, the physical light beings you're going to know about, if I were to bring in, in fact, I'll bring in one right now if you want to have an experience here. What I'll do is bring in a light being from a whole different planetary system than what we have here, completely different, okay? So what we're going to do now is, let me see who wants to come forward here. Okay. This one here is it's like a round circle, and it's kind of like furry, okay? And this is a manifestation that would be somewhere else in the Beyondo, in the light, on a planet, and I'm going to bring it in, and you can experience this light beam, and it's about the size of a golf ball, and it has a bunch of fur on it, but it is conscious, and it can do healing on you. It doesn't have any real specialties of healing. Just request a healing, and it will see what it can do. Remember, they all have light, so they all just bring light to the situation, and the light heals light. That's what I try to explain to everybody. On a spirit-to-spirit healing, your spirit just brings in more light. So when I do a healing on the BBS programs here or with somebody in person, all I'm doing is bringing in the energy. And this kind of goes with the question from Peter, is I'm just bringing in more light to your own spirit so your spirit can resonate that light. I'm not trying to push energy into you, force energy, because your spirit does the healing. Now, the spirit can say, hey, I'm missing that piece of light. I'll grab it now. So I'm empowering your spirit to help you. And that's all this little being here is going to do, is do the same exact thing. And it's up to you to claim to bring forth a problem that you think you have, because it doesn't know about problems. It's just pure light. It doesn't judge anything. So here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Annika. We'll let people get on the fast chat here.
Okay. Okay. That just feels really good. Okay, so Bonnie was asking, what about past lives? Or do I need to understand them?
Okay. Understanding a past life is just darkness energies, okay? So there's really no reason to understand a past life because everybody has them. It's nothing that's going to be new to anybody because you've lived so many lifetimes. And to be perfectly honest, with this many people on the planet, going back a long time ago, we're probably all related, basically, you know. So the genetics inside of everybody is probably very similar because there's so many, you know, past lives that you could have had with other people. And as there was less population and the population increased, then all of a sudden, you know, everybody in a sense is related. Now, that's not completely true with people that stick in their own race. Some of the races do not, you know, have mixed marriages, we'll call it, okay? They want to keep their bloodlines pure, which is okay. But basically, we've all been through probably the same scenarios throughout history. So we typically have the same judgments. So as far as understanding a past life, no, nothing's really needed to know about that. You know, if you do know about one, then you may want to do some timeline crashing on it to get it out of your life because you really shouldn't be affected by it. So that would be the new clearing that I'll be having up shortly here, which is a timeline and space-time crash for parallel lifetimes for the past, okay? and that may help you out of that so that you don't have to worry about it any longer. Because the dark side wants you to keep fretting over something, bringing something up so that you need to figure out what's going on, what's wrong with you, all these emotional things, you know, that we have. And all they want to do is torment you in the process. So that's kind of what happens. But you don't have to worry about a past life. Although
okay.
The past life could give you an illness, you know, brought into this lifetime. So for that, it could be necessary to look at it. But having a clearing could probably help you out. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. It's funny. I keep getting off where I was going to go. I don't know why. Maybe that last life being that came in. It's very, very strong here. So, Marcy was asking here last, but I know there was something else I was thinking of. But when we know the clearing we want, how do we know that it worked when we did it? Sometimes I cannot tell or feel different.
Okay, that's a very good question. A lot of times you may not even feel the energy as it's working. And sometimes the clearings are so good that once you have the clearing, you don't know what happened to you to begin with, and you think nothing happened because the whole thing is erased. The whole situation of what you had is gone. And how do you bring up something when it's no longer with you?
Mm-hmm. But and like Kathy says here, Marcy, I ask my spirit. It's very good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So remember, everything goes back to your spirit, to connect to your spirit, and your spirit can help you. That's what this whole program is about, is to self-empower you to know your own spirit. And for some people, that's hard to do because they're not used to talking to their spirit. And sometimes when you attempt to talk to your spirit, it doesn't want to talk back to you because you don't have the proper languaging. And or it just doesn't know how to communicate with you because you're trying to use the mind to listen to your spirit. If you get into your heart, you may still have a problem. So then ask your spirit to do it some other way. You know, some people that I've worked with in the past, you know, they said, gee, Ron, I've been trying to get to my spirit. I did the mind-to-heart drop, and I get nothing. You know, well, maybe the spirit can't communicate that way. So ask it to communicate through maybe words in a song. Have it communicate through maybe, you know, a newspaper or something, or watching a TV show. It will connect with you. It's not going to abandon you. But you need to figure out a way to have it work. And mm-hmm. It's not going to hit you over the head, believe me, if it doesn't work that way. It's very gentle, and it will do its best to communicate with you. So that's kind of the hardest part for most people, is that they go, gee, I'm doing this here and it's not working. What do I do? What's wrong with me? Well, nothing's wrong with you. You just need to find a different way to have your spirit connect with you. And once you do that, then it should be fine. So ask it to do it a different way. Remember, you have to command it. You have to tell it what you want. And you have to do it more than one time. Remember, it's in the now. And so being in the now means you ask it once, and it'll do it once, and that's it. And you might be waiting there for hours for it to do something. It already did what it could do, okay? So I should probably repeat that. So people who are looking for an answer on something or waiting for their spirit to do something, it's done instantaneously. You say, I need help now. It gave you the help instantly. Was it enough help? Maybe not. Wasn't, ask again. Get some more assistance. Keep asking because it does what it can do in that present moment. It works through the amount of densities that it can to help you, and then it stops because you have to request more. It will never overheal you, okay? You have to remember that. It'll only go up to a certain point of what it can do for what your request is, okay? And that's your faith energy. So if you ask for a healing in this lifetime, and your belief system, through having, you know, maybe 500 lifetimes of negativity with the same issue, and this one lifetime, that's not very good odds. one lifetime needing help and 500 not. So your faith is what's causing it, okay? While you're not having the healing, along with the genetic programming, which is what it is. And so by asking one time, your spirit's going to say, wow, this person's really dense. I'll do what I can do, but their total belief system, the blocked energy in the body, will not even allow this healing to take place. So it'll do what it can do and stop. And it thinks that it satisfied you because you didn't say, wow, I need some more healing. It thinks that you're healed. So it's up to you to request. That's the whole thing. You must ask for the healing through your spirit. And that's the way the healings on the website work, too. You know, that's why we have the unlimited on most of those clearings, so that you can stay current. Once you do a whole lifetime clearing, it's done. It's done and over with. Don't worry about going back thinking that it was incomplete. It's completed. It's over. You know, but you have to keep current, so you want to have the clearings continue on daily if you need to. And some of the clearings that we have on there, you want to do more than one time because they're so complicated and there's so much energy there. And that's the ones that are special, like the circulatory clearing and things like that. Okay, but the whole lifetime ones, all you need to do is one time. The other one is do them more than once, just like the timeline crashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting. Actually, it's good to get into the habit of speaking to your spirit or commanding with the clearings and also talking to it and listening to it every day to get that to kind of be a little bit more clear. And, yeah, it's very interesting what some people are commenting on here. Alan says, when you forget your past, you don't remember it. The clearing must have worked then. And that can sometimes happen. And Eric says, Ron took us backwards once, and we definitely realized we had a healing. We told him enough retrograde, laughing out loud. That was from Eric. And Hi says, my spirit talks to me through the Internet, and that's how I found CLS. So sometimes your spirit can actually help with guidance, obviously. And, yeah, it's very interesting. If I have time here, I don't know. It's 10, almost 10:15. I did see another interesting thing that comes up with a lot of people, and I saw Janice said that she has a hard time looking at pictures, and a lot of people mentioning that when they look at pictures, you know, they might connect to those people in the picture or times from the picture or that sort of thing, and it's a hard thing sometimes for some people to do that. And, yeah, kind of brought me onto, you know, mentioning even Facebook and that sort of thing. It's a lot of different cords that we can get attached to.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, once you see a picture, then the energy of that picture can come into you. So you have to be kind of, you know, aware of that too. It's not that it's that bad to look at pictures or anything, but yeah, the energy is there in the picture. Remember, everything has energy. And is it going to body hop into you? You know, it's like in watching movies, scary movies. Is there something in or working with that picture that you're looking at going to jump into you? So if you watch a horror movie and you get afraid and scared, are the aliens bringing something into that picture that you're watching that made you scared? Remember, you got scared because you watched the picture. And so the next thing is, did the energy come into you automatically from the aliens to cause you problems, you know? So that's kind of one of those here, which you got to kind of be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are, you know, in fact, I think a lot of the, I believe the beliefs of the North American Indians, maybe other cultures too, but they don't want to have, what I believe is true, they don't want to have their pictures taken because they feel that that's going to steal and hold their spirit captive, you know, so they have a reason for that. So, you know, they just maybe are a little more astute than what we are. you know, the white people will say, or other cultures. But the whole thing is, you know that you need to connect to your spirit. That's the bottom line, and you don't want to give yourself away when you get into an empathic situation. Have empathy, then you're giving away your life force energy. So, Annika, back to you. Anything interesting that we can talk about before we sign off here?
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things, but maybe we've gone quite a bit over here, and what do you think?
One more, then we'll call it off. We'll call it a day.
Okay.
Pick a good one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I see comments about the death barcode, which is a very, very powerful clearing. So Marcy said that one she did feel, and I think it's one that many people actually can feel, not saying that everybody will, but it's so powerful to get those barcodes off of us. So what is that for somebody who doesn't know?
Okay, when you're first born, you have a natal chart, which is what your life is going to be. Typically, if you don't connect to your spirit and you just live life like a normal person, okay, which is what we all try to do is live life, then all of a sudden you have a time to leave here. The time to leave here is where the death barcodes come in, because the aliens don't want you to live for a long time. That's the bottom line, and they need to recapture your spirit, clean it off, and get into another body. So the death barcodes cause you problems, cause you pain, cause you anxieties, cause you death, basically. And you have typically three of those. Everybody has three normally. This I've known, since probably the early 80s. And once you have that, and you know that you have this particular thing on you, then you can bypass it if you wish, according to your own consciousness. Maybe you want to live longer for some reason. And if you don't know about living longer and you don't want to live longer, then it's going to take you out. And the first death barcode that hits you, normally they hit about 10 years prior, and you start losing energy. You start feeling aches and pains. Maybe you have some kind of terminal illness or something like that. And that's how it's designed to work. And then from there, you get the second one and the third one. Normally by the third one, you're out. And you can't have more. But yeah, that's your death barcode. So that goes along with your natal chart. Get those off of you and you can feel much better. Maybe drop 10 years in your life. Feel younger. Be happier. And it should help you. And I think we had a beep there. Maybe it's Don wanting us to get off, I think. We'll figure. So who's the beeper? I heard a beep. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm Larry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Larry.
Okay, so Ron, I would just like to say that I had to give up compassion because my compassion toward other people were just aggravating them, and they were aggravating me by their compassion. There were secret judgments behind my compassion toward them. And their compassion toward me, there were secret judgments, and we were aggravating one another. So I had to give up compassion because it was causing one another a lot of trouble so I could stay in the light. So I just wanted to comment if you have an opinion about that.
Yeah, in a sense, that would probably be more like maybe empathy, sort of, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe trying to help too many people, maybe giving advice. You know, stuff like that happens where you have a really, you know, heartfelt way of doing things. But sometimes it can backfire and people don't want to have advice. So that's probably what that could be. Like I said, that gets back with, trying to change somebody's belief system because it's next to impossible. That's probably what it could be is trying to maybe somehow their belief system doesn't mesh with yours and they don't feel like it's valuable what you're offering them.
Be given advice, you know, stuff like that happens.
Well, that's what I would say it could be.
Heartfelt way of doing things. But sometimes it's
so, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you. And thank you so much for staying on, everyone who is on the show this late on a Saturday night. And many I know is all over the world. I know we have people listening from far away. So thank you all for being on. And thank you so much, Ron, for helping us here. It sure is an incredible time we're in. So thank you.
So let's do a clearing again for peace here before we sign off. So everybody, here comes some wonderful peace energy. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you, and hope you had some wonderful healings tonight. And kind of like what I said, sometimes you don't feel the healing. And when that happens, it could be, or you don't know that you even had it because everything was taken away. And you try to look back into the past, and the past is gone too because the healing took the past away. So it's sometimes it's hard to validate a healing, but just know that when you do have a healing, that it does work. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful maybe tomorrow, since we're probably in tomorrow back east here. We are in tomorrow, not that we're probably. So blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you so much. Good night.